Sound there of rescue operations in Guatemala, which continue today after the Fuego volcano erupted over the weekend. 3,200 have been forced to evacuate. At least 69 people have died. And we're seeing horrifying images of the scene. Here's reporter Mark Stevenson of the Associated Press.
Several of the stunning images are the myriad ways in which people died in this eruption. Some were burned to death when buildings were set aflame by fast-moving flows of lava, clouds of ash, and then the most terrible thing is that the ash mixed with water and sent flows of what appeared to be steaming mud down the river valleys and down the creeks.
Ash even reached as far as the capital, Guatemala City, 25 miles away from the volcano. Rudiger Escobar Wolf is a volcanologist at Michigan Technological University. He's a native of Guatemala and joins us on Skype. Rudiger, welcome. And first, just tell us about Fuego. This is what's called a bellwether volcano.
Well, Fuego is a very typical stratovolcano that has a lot of frequent eruptions. It has been active since there are written records since the Spanish colonial occupation of Guatemala, and it has continued to the present. So it has been erupting continuously since 1999. And in the last few years, since about 2015, it has had about a large eruption per month. So it has had a very high level of activity, and that's also partly contributing to this tragedy.
But when was the last time it had a major eruption, or one that is like the one we're seeing now?
Probably in October 1974. That was probably an eruption of comparable size to what we saw yesterday.
Is this volcano different than the one that we've seen erupting in Hawaii?
Yeah, it is very different. Hawaiian volcanoes, and this particular case, Kilauea, usually produces lava flows. In this eruption at Kilauea, there were also some explosive events and ash, but it mainly produces lava flows. It produces some ash, but it very rarely, at least from what we know, produces this kind of pyroclastic flows, which is the deadly phenomenon that caused all the deaths.
Were there any warnings for Fuego? We know that in Hawaii, they were having earthquakes, a lot of earthquakes, right before the volcano started erupting.
It's complicated at Fuego because, as I mentioned before, there are very frequent eruptions. So they knew one of these eruptions was starting, but to some extent, it has become like a normal thing. So certainly they were not expecting a pyroclastic flow this large that would directly hit the community. So initially when it started, it looked like any other of the frequent eruptions. So they were aware that the activity was rising, and the observatories sent out special bulletins documenting that the activity was high and telling the civil protection and the communities and other authorities to be on the watch. And basically, partially was what happened was that the activity got to the critical, to the deadly, lethal pyroclastic flows too quickly for most of them to react. Some places had evacuated, but this particular village that was destroyed, where most of the casualties happened, they apparently did not evacuate, and that was the cause of so much deaths and destruction.
And what about the ash? We said that it's reached Guatemala City. That's 25 miles away. Is that uncommon? Does it pose any risk to the people living there?
Comparatively to the pyroclastic flows, the ash is just a nuisance. It's not a good thing. But the main problem here, the main impact, was due to the pyroclastic flows. And yeah, it is regularly more or less common to get ashfall in Guatemala City. Every 5, 10 years or 20 years, you get some ash from a volcano. So it's not unheard of.
Are we likely to see more explosions from this volcano?
It seems that the activity has decreased. The agency, the monitoring agency in Sivume, which is the equivalent to the USGS in the US, has announced that the eruption basically had finished and the activity was at a low level. But I'm sure they're keeping a close eye on the activity because it could increase again. And almost certainly in the next weeks, months, we will see another episode of activity. But as I mentioned previously, of maybe 20, 30 episodes that have happened over the last two, three, 4 years, none of them had produced such a large pyroclastic flow. So we may see another eruption, another increase in activity, but hopefully we won't see another of this deadly pyroclastic flows happening.
That's Rüdiger Escobar-Wolf, who's a volcanologist at Michigan Technological University and a native of Guatemala. Rüdiger, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.